Gamers, trainers, and Pokemon, you're listening to another episode of Pokemon's Health. I'm your host, Roy Flash Gordon, and what can I say about this week's guest? I'll say this, I was in a Twitch stream earlier with Himmy, old Himmy Turner 69, and I told him I was working on the pod. He asked, who's on this week? And I say, it's Nino. And he's like, oh, the Godfather. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. The Godfather of Pokemon on Twitch. Really kind of trailblazed the grassroots tournament scene and a lot of other cool stuff for the community. So I'm with Nino PokeBros this week and just really appreciate his time. Huge streamer, been doing it for a minute here and had some really fun stuff to share with us, especially around kind of being a husband, being responsible as a brother, a husband, and father as well. So without too much preamble, we're going to go ahead and hop right into this thing with Nino PokeBros. And Pokemans, I am here with a very popular streamer by the name of Nino PokeBros. Nino, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. It's another day in Pokemon paradise, as we like to say. But no, just love to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about you? Like, how old are you? What do you do for a living? And where are you from?
Let's just say I'm an old Pokey dad, and I love VGC. And I mean, my main forte is streaming on Twitch right now. It's just
awesome.
One thing I used to always just play by myself at home, play 3 or 4 hours. And it's just like, me and my brother got hooked on Twitch together. And it's just like, hey, instead of playing by myself, let's play with a bunch of people, chill, vibe, and hang out and just, you know, play some Mons.
Awesome. That's what's up. Where are you from?
Born and raised in Las Vegas, which I'm actually heading back there for TwitchCon, so I'm really excited. Himmy and Salty Dolphin, some VGC players, are just going to be meeting us down there, and it's my first TwitchCon, so I'm kind of excited.
That's awesome. Congrats, man. Congrats at being able to be making a living at something that you really love to do. I'm guessing you really love to do it since you had
of course, man. I was talking to someone the other day. I'm like, yeah, this is my hobby. I like doing it. I was like, do you make money off of it? I'm like, yeah, but bro, that's not a hobby, man. You're working a part-time job. I'm like, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Totally. That's the dream. That's definitely the dream. And definitely looking up to people like you and seeing how you do it and the way you've built your community and how people receive you. And it's definitely something to learn from.
Yeah. All right on, man. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's about. The community comes first.
Awesome, dude. So tell me a little bit about Pokemon in your life. How did you get into it? And how did you kind of get to the point where you're engaging with the community in the way that you are?
Bro, this is one of my favorite stories. So let's just start off with a little sad note. We'll get off. But I have younger brothers and they're twins. So I got two younger brothers, Jeremy and Jason. Mm. And Jason passed away to cancer. But before he did, he taught me like what competitive Pokemon was. Me and him would fight against each other and he would whoop me so bad. I'm like, how are you beating me? Like, what's going on? He's like, Joel, I have perfect Pokemon. I'm like, what the heck's a perfect Pokemon? And he's just like, no, you have to EV train, you have to IV train. And I just, once he hooked me on that, I was hooked. I'm like, okay, we got to calc this, we got to build this up. And then I started beating him. I was like, yeah, what's up now? Now I'm at your level. And then I actually did the extra mile. I went to Pokemon.com. looked where they held events, and I found events in my area in Colorado, and I'm just like, let's go play to these locals. And it's like, and then COVID hit, and I'm just like, man, I want to play tournaments like I was before. So it's like, no, let's go, because Rose Tower was the people that were doing it before anybody, before any of these grassroots people came out. Rose Tower was first, and they were doing weekly tours like every kind of, I think, Tuesdays and Thursdays or something like that. I'm like, I just need to do exactly what they're doing, run a tournament, do it exactly like Pokemon rules, and just go from there. And it's just like, and then, yeah, it's just like, sure enough, during COVID, my brother was living with me, because he actually moved from Vegas to get, I wanted to help him get settled in Colorado. Mm. Like, let's just stream together at night when all the kids are sleeping, when everyone's sleeping, so we don't interrupt anything. And yeah, it's from there. It's just been crazy. I never thought it'd be to this level as it is now.
Oh man, it's super cool. You saw the demand for a service, like, and mostly because it's like, I want to play, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, I want to play in my own tournament. So I was like, I'm going to run my own and give people the thing that I love and let them come in and play with me. Yeah, sure, man. You got it.
That's what's up, dude. That's what's up. That, I think that's how a lot of the greatest ideas are born. And you know, you get that desire, you get that fire, and you just execute, start to take some action around it. Good stuff, man.
Yep.
Good stuff. And I never knew the bros part of it. I was like, I'm assuming there's a brother involved, but I never see the brother. I don't know. Yeah. Only I've ever seen you stream.
Because the name was like, I was like, we love Mario Bros and we love Pokemon. So it's like Pokey Bros. And of course that name was taken. I'm like, all right, just throw our last name in there. Nino Pokey Bros. And
boom.
That's just how we've done it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, thanks for sharing that story. We'll shift a little bit to kind of this idea of men's health, masculinity, mental health, that sort of thing. And first question I like to kick off with that is, like, just in your experience, what you've learned or what the world's shown you, what do you think a man is, quote unquote, supposed to be?
Supposed to be? I mean, it's tough. That's tough for me because I go both ways. Like,
yeah.
And we might get a little deep in here, but it's like, for me, I'm old fashioned. The man needs to be the support, the protector, the provider. And that's just one thing I always was like with my wife. It's like, no, I want you to stay home. I want me to provide. I want you to take care of the family and me just take care of the money and just take care of everything. Mm. But man, it's been crazy as you grow older. Like, I mean, we'll get into it. Like I said, it's like when I was a kid and I cried, my parents said, no, you cry in your room. No one's going to come and console you. No one's going to come and help you. You're going to cry until you stop crying and you come out of your room. And it's just like my wife, she's really just a caring person, an empath. And she's not used to me like not sharing my emotions. So it's just like, I don't let her know. I don't cry in front of my family. I don't show emotion, but she's like, honey, that's healthy. You gotta show your emotions. A man's gotta cry. And you know, you've heard this before, like men don't cry. And it's just like, people get on you. It's just like, I mean, you just gotta, it's tough. Cause she applauds my son for, cause my son's 15 years old. He has that in him. He's a really, my wife has given him as a man to understand women and to understand, you know, emotion and stuff. And anytime he does express himself emotionally, she awards him. It's like, I'm not used to that, honey. Like, you're going to have to chill on that. But just to answer your question, like, completely, it's just like, yeah, you got to be the man. Yeah, you got to be the provider. Yeah, you have to be the muscular. Yeah, you have to be the protector. But you also have to have that emotional level as well. I have to give people that. It's just like, you have to be able to, it takes a lot for a man to express himself emotionally. And it's a hard wall to get over for some people, especially if that's how you were raised. And that's one thing I'm learning as I'm getting older. And it's just like, it's kind of gone back and forth with me and my wife, because I shut down emotionally. I don't tell her how my feelings are. And it's just like, she wants that. You know, happy wife, happy life. You have to give her that. And it's kind of got to be, there's got to be a happy meeting in there, a happy medium, I should say, where, you know, you express your emotional, but don't be bawling your eyes out. Don't be going too crazy on the emotions, but give it to a certain level, a certain degree, where the communication will be there and the understanding will be there.
Absolutely. You said a lot of great things, man. And I am definitely in the camp of that we need to be crying and expressing ourselves.
I'm surprised you said that with the men's health thing, because you know how it is, man. It's like,
definitely.
I've seen some tweets out there. I've seen some, you know, some posts, some social media posts where a man cries and he gets the backlash, which is what I've always been afraid of. But it's just like, I mean, if it's helping you grow as a person and it's helping you grow with your significant other, then, I mean, going back to what I just said a couple of minutes ago, happy wife, happy life. And my wife is the big support factor that she gives me to stream, to do what I love, to do these extra things that I love. And if that's what she's asking of me, I'm going to give it right back to her.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate you saying that, because it's like you reflect and you take into account how you grew up, and really none of us had a choice, you know.
Yeah,
you know, if mom and dad say get in your room and I don't want to see you crying, you cry in there. That's what you do. And I would say, hell, at least you're crying, you know. Some of them are like, I'll hit you until you stop crying, you know. You gotta deal with that shit. Like,
oh, shit, like,
which is crazy, shit. Right, that's just crazy.
That is.
But I appreciate that, you know, you had that space, and not only do you, like, you know, here's what I learned, you know, that's what you learned, but also your wife brings in her side of things, and that, you know, both your experiences go into raising your kid, and that you've respected her and your son, really, and as he grows and is looking for that need to express his emotion, he's able to do that. And I think that's the most important thing, because, you know, regardless of how we were raised, I think I'm 100% belief it is beneficial, most beneficial for us to be able to freely express ourselves.
Yeah.
And for you to, you know, hear your wife and her belief in that, and be open to, you know, not having the way you were raised be what was, you know, paramount, but how you and her decided to come together to raise your children. That is a beautiful thing. And I really want to say I respect you for that.
Oh, right on, man. I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like when she, and that's why I appreciate her so much. She understands where I've come from, and she knows what I've dealt with, and that helps her understand me better. So, I mean, marriage is a big thing. Marriage isn't some easy street. You have to work for it. It's not something where once you're married, you're done, you're locked in. No, you still, just like your job, you have to work. And I'm a man that really kind of, you know, a lot of my viewers were telling me this. I was like, guys, just get married, just lock in and just build the foundation, build the castle. And it's just like something like Nino, I'm 19 years old. I'm like, I don't care. Like, no, just lock in. But no, I respect all the people taking time and to get to that certain level and to, you know, build that foundation when they're ready.
Totally, man. I personally am, you know, I'm in a point in my life where I'm just really done with frivolous dating and, you know, really locking in. Like, that's how I think of it too. Like, I'm ready to lock in and just like really doing the serious kind of work on myself, but also, you know, the serious, like, you know, being kind of quick to be like, okay, they have these traits, I want these traits in a partner. All right, they're filling X amount of, you know, about 80%. All right, cool, we keep going. And then if I just see like something that's like, okay, this probably is not going to be it going forward, I'm quick to fucking cut ties, and maybe a little too quick at times. But like, I'm really like focusing on like defining what it is I want, what I would like in a partner, and what the fuck I want, like, going forward with that person. And like, I do see there's something beautiful in locking in once you, you know, like, feel like you may have your person, but like having that focus, because then you get to turn all that like energy that I know I have anyway, spent a lot of that energy on dating and trying to find somebody, but like so much of it that I had no time for really putting in, I guess, like, really love time and intention on like my main job. Like, I always did, but like I could have more energy for that if I wasn't like so unfocused in the dating realm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hate to use the term settle, but I mean, it is, it's just like, when, if you're at 80%, that's a passing grade. I mean, I hate to compare it to class, they're passing. And once you get to a certain level where it's like, okay, we can work, we can build something. We can just go do the back and forth and just build something. And it's just like, if, I mean, when you see someone that gives you the 50%, rule that out, but you got the 80%, there's a future in that, and you can grow on that, and you can, you know, look towards a future and build towards a future on that. So, absolutely. I mean, it just really depends. And sometimes you just got to trust your gut too, as well. Just like when you make a read in Pokemon.
I'm getting better at doing that too.
When you hear your gut yelling at you, you have to listen to it in life and in Pokemon. I hate to say it, but
I love it.
And you also in your explanation, you mentioned that the thing around protection and provision. And I really appreciate and love that too. And I think there's something that, you know, available for everyone is like protection and provision may not look the same for everyone. Like, you know, Nino saying, I want to do the work and wife, you go, you know, you take care of the family at home. I think that completely works, you know, and there's people that might be the reverse for with, you know, maybe you're not the guy providing all the money or, you know, maybe you are providing, but in a different way, maybe providing emotional support. So, you know, if your wife is the one going to work and she's a badass doing her fucking thing and you're providing, you know, support at home, providing the, you know, make sure food's all good, providing a house that is put together, well built, all this shit. Like, there's so many ways we can, you know, take traditional, masculinity, traditional masculine roles, and like kind of make them fit our situation in which you're still like the rock in the relationship, which I think, you know, it comes down to how are you going to be a rock for your relationship?
That's such a great point, man. Because no, we got to give these women more credit, man. Them staying at home and them taking her—that's a job. That's a
Oh,
full-time job.
totally, totally.
And I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I'd love to be a stay-at-home dad. I'd love to just have that time with the kids. I'd love to do that. But like you said, situations are different, and you know, whatever situation you're in, you make it work for the best of, you know, both yourself and everyone involved.
Awesome, dude. Appreciate that perspective. How about this? What's you know, this may be a recent thing or in the past thing, but have you had any you know, mental or emotional health struggles you had to overcome, and how might you have done that?
I would say so, man. That's going back to kind of what I was talking about originally. Like, some emotional struggles I deal with is like I keep it all to myself, and like you work on a marriage, and that's one of the things me and my wife do. We do work on our marriage, and we look for stuff we can improve on. And it's just like she'll see I'll shut down emotionally, and like, and that's how we've grown a lot of the times. Like, it's like when she sees I'm like going through something, and it's just like, no, I have to communicate. I have to let her know. And yeah, that was a really rough time for me where we hit a wall because I couldn't express myself emotionally at all. And that hurts her relationship with us. And I had to learn to evolve. I mean, we all have to learn how to evolve. And that's one thing I've been learning. And it's been really beneficial. It's like, don't not tell yourself, tell your wife something. Those of you that are married, that don't wait to tell your wife something. Tell her now. Trust me, the pain you're going to deal with initially is way better than the pain you're going to deal with having to hold it off and tell her later. It's just like, just deal with the punches now instead of dealing with the punch later. So it's just like, yeah, that's just recently I've
Huge.
just kind of been having a tough time expressing myself emotionally, but I've gotten better at that, and it's really been helpful, you know, thanks to my wife to do that in a better state of mind, and you know, for her.
Yeah, when she sees it, does she like, hey, are you like, you know, do you want to talk to me about something? Are you okay? Like, does she like prod you a little bit? Does she give you space? Or how do you guys kind of negotiate like what that looks like even?
That's a great point because you know, my wife knows that, like, you know, I need time. Like, you can't just unload a bunch of emotional stuff on me. You have to like give the cue. You got to say, hey, is this a good time to talk about something? It's like, no, it's not. I need some more time to prepare for this. Otherwise, if you kind of just unload on me, you're not going to get the reaction you want. So give me some more time to kind of digest and be prepared. And then I'll come in with you know, the mind that you want and the answers that you want. So it's just like, I've been really proud of her to kind of give me that time, and me actually expressing that I need her to let me know that I need that time. So, I mean, it's great for us.
That's awesome, dude. That's super dope. It sounds like you guys have a super communicative relationship. And I think, I don't know, you tell me, like, that is probably number one.
You
Like,
got it, dude.
the
Communication is so big in a marriage, in a relationship, in a friendship, in everything. It's just
that.
being open and just communicating with each other. That way you're not coming surprised. And it's just like, I mean, I growing up, everyone would just be so jealous of me and my wife's relationship. But even on the outside, they see it's perfect, but there's always something you need to work on. There's always something you need to be better on. There's always something you have to strive to just, you know, be better at. And that's just what you always have to do with a marriage.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially people who are probably still looking for that person, or even, you know, some, you know, a lot of streamers, people who are viewing your stream are probably young and just starting to get into this world. And I will say one of the biggest pitfalls, or two of the biggest pitfalls, is thinking you know what they are thinking. So you think you're a mind reader, right?
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, right. So, or expecting, or the opposite, expecting them to know what you are thinking, you know, and it's just an utter lack of communication and a lack of honesty also, you know, and it's like that, you know, for me, one of my biggest things, I've always had trouble being honest in relationships, and have struggled to, you know, stay faithful in relationships. And when I, you know, really think about it, like, it all comes down to me being honest about how I feel, what I actually want. And, you know, whether, you know, you're in a committed relationship or having trouble with that or whatever, like, it's going to always come down to you being honest about what you actually want, you know, what's honest about what you're actually feeling and whatnot. And from there, you guys, like, it's like, I'm even in this past year, like, in the relationships I've had, like, just been mind blowing what, like, radical honesty can lead to, you know?
Yeah. And you hate to upset someone, being an empath, and you hate to just, you know, make someone mad, and you know, you don't want to look as a bad point, but getting out in the open, not only will they respect you for telling them sooner, but it's a ticking time bomb. Like, if you don't get it out now, it's just going to explode way later. Just diffuse the bomb now before it blows up in your face. Cause I will tell you right now, it's just like, you want to divert something because you think it's going to be bad. It's, guys, every time, it's way easier just to get it over with in the beginning. And then later on being like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you say this? Why didn't you just say that? And it's like, oh man, you're right. It would have been easier if I just got it out in the open earlier instead of just trying to hide it. And now I'm dealing with this exploding bomb in my face.
Yeah. That's how you take care of yourself and your relationship. To have as few bombs there as possible. Yeah,
exactly.
Awesome, man. Well, how, to wrap things up discussion wise a bit, like, how has Pokemon contributed to the happiness that you experience in life?
Oh man, that's a good question. Cause, dude, that's like, you want to be like, I've been a gamer my whole life, and anything I put my mind to, like, my brothers growing up would always say, like, I would be bad at something starting off, but as soon as, like, okay, my brother beat me in this, like, I'm, hold on, let me go to the research column. Let me get some data. Let me practice. And my brothers always would tell me, it's like, anytime, Joel, like, you played a game and then you weren't good at it at first, you would always get better and then be better than us at the end. But this hobby has just always been great to me. It's probably the, you know, you want to be at a competitive level at, you know, some game. And it's just like, I feel like with Pokemon, this is the game that I can at least be, you know, at a, you know, high level. I can go to the highest level, go to regionals and compete with people. And it's really rewarding. It's just like, you know, StarCraft 2 or like Modern Warfare 3 now coming out. It's just like, I wanted to be pro at those games. I don't lie, but it's just like with Pokemon, I've seen the most success. I've played with the top players. I get to stream with the top players. So it's just like, this is where I found kind of my happiness to kind of maybe hopefully get to a certain level where, you know, I get the accolades that I want, you know, and in honor of my late brother too. It's just like, he loved this game. It's like, I wish I could tell him, hey, yo, bro, I'm playing at a top level and I'm gonna win a regional for you one day, bro. Just wait.
That's beautiful, man. That's a beautiful dedication there. It's beautiful that you've, you know, found the success you have. And it's beautiful that, you know, it's so tied to your family, you know, doing it with one of your brothers who is no longer with you, inspiring you to do it in the first place. So it's super cool, man. Super cool. Are you up for a quick battle? Best of one?
Yeah, bro. I know you caught me off guard. I know you said at first you want to battle. I'm like, okay, all right, let's bring it, bro. Let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
That's, we've been running stuff. It. You got it.
Appreciate you, dude. I appreciate you.
Oh, you
well,
it,
yes, Nino with the W. Not super surprised, but I'll be back one day, my friend. One day I'll be back to come for my sweet, sweet revenge.
Yes.
wanted to ask as we wrap things up, two things. What are you most excited for next in the Pokemon world? And then any just like advice, love, support you might have for any guy out there that might be going through it, what might you say to him?
Oh, okay. I mean, first thing, I'm excited. It seems like a lot of esports are really getting interested in Pokemon now, and I think it's going to keep growing. It's consistently kept growing, and I think it's going to keep growing. They're going to keep finding things to bring new people in, to keep bringing the vibes up for the community. So I'm excited for that. Mm. And I mean, just got to do what you love. If it makes you happy, do it, man. And it's just like, that's, and if you have a, not only a partner that supports you, it's just more power to you guys. It's just like, just do what you love, do what you enjoy, and just be happy.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I appreciate that perspective, Nino. Definitely powerful words. Anything you have that you want to pitch your channel or your social media, anything like that?
If you guys are here listening, I appreciate you. Follow me on Twitch. That's my main medium. But as with every content creator, you want to grow all your mediums. You want to grow the TikTok, you want to grow the YouTube. We're all on there. And just keep going at the front. Really excited to go to TwitchCon this weekend. So if you're going there, catch me there. Come say hi and we'll see you.
Nino, enjoy TwitchCon, my man. Thank you so much for being on. Super grateful for you.
Hey, right on. Thanks, man, for having me. Appreciate you.
And that is a wrap with Nino Poke Bros. That was one of my favorites. I say that probably after every single one of these, but that was definitely one of my favorite interviews that I've done so far, and definitely opportunity to see a guy on stream, maybe in a little bit different way than he gets to be while he is on the stream, or learn a little bit more about him. So super cool, super appreciation being shown towards Nino. Listening to this, we recorded this a little bit back, but this portion where I'm recording right now is the 20th of November, right before it drops. And over the weekend I hit affiliate on Twitch, and it was a big time in part to Nino helping me out with a nice big raid that brought a lot of eyes to me and to the message. So I really appreciate that love being shown, and really excited to continue to help spread the message. So if you just happen to know the podcast or know me from a tournament or something like that, and haven't checked out the Twitch stream yet, really would appreciate you doing that. Pokemon's Health, streaming on Twitch up to now 4 days a week for about 2.5 to 3 hours, mixing in a little bit of TikTok streaming as well, also on YouTube. But mostly would love to be hanging out with you on Twitch. If you don't follow that yet, please do. Link is in the description. And that will bring us to the end of this one. Again, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with somebody who you think might also enjoy the episode. And of course, follow us here and on all channels you use. We are on most of them in some way, shape, or form. Have a great one. We'll talk soon.